Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Paul McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, Anyway Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, Sunshine Insurance Agents and Brokers Limited, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Paul McCartney. So good to have you with us. Okay, we got a couple of things to talk about. Well, we'll talk about the marital rape thing first. A ruling by Justice Denise Lewis Johnson coming out saying that you cannot establish a grounds for divorce essentially on the basis of cruelty because you claim your husband raped you. All right. Now, I see people saying, well, the headline doesn't reflect that the woman got a divorce. I don't have time for all that with y'all. I see Renard Henfield deep in the Guardian Facebook comments. Look, the sun's going to rise. Renard Henfield's going to cloud chase. It just one follows the other, you know. He actually has a right to speak on it because anyone has a right to speak on it. But he was the actual lawyer for the woman in this case. And so what we're going to do today is to read the case for you so that you understand what it is that is happening. But I'll encapsulate it for you very briefly so that you understand. I don't know why you don't click the story and read it. Your parents spent all this money for you to get them to BJC. You don't use them. But anyway, opine away without understanding what is actually happening. The wife in this case, whose name has been sealed, all right, filed for divorce on the grounds that since the celebration of marriage, her husband treated her with cruelty. In the Bahamas, you can ask for a divorce, ask being the operative word, for a divorce based on cruelty. And you need to establish for the court to determine what was cruel about the treatment. She says he was cruel because he raped her repeatedly during the marriage when she did not consent to sex. He says, I did not rape her during the marriage because under Bahamian law, a husband has a right to sex with his wife. And the judge says, while I will not say that this is rape, and I cannot grant you a divorce based on cruelty because of rape, because you cannot rape your spouse in the Bahamas, I will say that the manner in which he had sex with you was cruel and grant you the divorce. Now, once you can get your mind wrapped around that, maybe we could talk about this actual case. Okay? Once you understand that the judge says there's no marital rape, so I can't grant you a divorce on the grounds that you say your husband raped you. And I'll get into the judgment because I'll do the reading for you, no problem. All right, once you can wrap your mind around that the judge says to the woman, you cannot get a divorce on the grounds that your husband raped you because under Bahamian law, your husband cannot rape you. You could maybe seek to understand what else is going on. The judge is reiterating what is in law. Some judges will go so far as to reinterpret laws. Denise Lewis Johnson says we have to resist that temptation. Law says there's no rape, despite I believe that rape is a heinous act. And this seems heinous, what you went through. I cannot say that it is rape. But I will say that this meets the standard for cruelty. All right. Now, what I want you to wrap your mind around is the particulars of the case, so that you may gain an understanding of why many people, including myself, think that there should be a clause for marital rape of one spouse. Now, whether that holds the same penalty as rape in the Sexual Offenses and Domestic Violence Act is a different story, given all the mitigating circumstances. But if you read the story, if you listen to what I'm going to tell you in the ruling, you can then start to wrap your mind around what is at play, which is that a woman feels she has been raped. A husband says, I have protection under the law to have sex with her at will, whether she wants to or not, in whatever manner I so choose. And the judge says, you do have a right to sex with her, so it cannot be rape, but it is cruel. And therefore, she is granted the divorce. Okay? Wrap your mind around that, and let's package that up and tie that up, right? And let's listen to the evidence in the case. Renard Henfield was the lawyer for the wife. Rochetta Gaudette was a lawyer for the husband. The ruling says, by a petition filed June 10th, 2021, the petitioner, the wife, sought a divorce on the ground that since the celebration of the marriage, the respondent has treated her with cruelty. The respondent filed an answer and cross petition on the 21st of September, 2021, denying the allegation of cruelty and prayed for the dissolution of the marriage on the ground the petitioner had treated him with cruelty. The wife and husband were married on the 17th of December, 2005. There's one child in the marriage, a boy child. Here is the wife's evidence in the case as the judge recounts. The petitioner says the husband subjected her to emotional and mental abuse throughout the marriage. The wife claimed that, quote, for an extensive period of time, the petitioner, the wife, has felt like a rape victim during the ordeal of sexual intercourse with the respondent. The last time the respondent, the husband, climbed on top of the wife was on the 18th of April, 2021. And the following morning, the wife suffered a meltdown at work. Okay, stick a pin in it. The wife says she wants a divorce because she feels like a rape victim during sex in her marriage. She feels she's being raped. So I just so you understand what is at play. Once again, because comprehension's a rare thing around here for some reason. The evidence continues. The wife stated that the events which transpired on the 18th of April, 2021 felt like an out-of-body experience. In her evidence in chief, she stated that she often thought to herself, this is not what marriage is supposed to feel like. She stated that sexual intercourse with her husband became a chore and lacked intimacy. The wife alleged that the husband would come home, lubricate himself, take his pleasure, and leave. After each occasion, she would have to find ways to distract herself. The wife alleged that it was standard for the husband to come home, ask for sex, and if she refused, lubricate, forcefully penetrate her, have sex with her, and when he was finished, roll over, watch television, use his computer, or go to sleep. The wife alleged that the respondent, the husband, did not care if she consented or said no, but would force her. And once he climaxed and satisfied himself, he would get off her. The wife claimed the husband's behavior and treatment toward her has severely damaged her physical, emotional, and mental health. The wife maintained she was diagnosed with high blood pressure and prescribed medication in March 2021 due to the emotional and mental abuse inflicted by the husband. Further, that as a result of the husband's conduct, the wife was forced to see a mental and emotional therapist for her distress as of May 2021. The wife further stated that the husband does not provide any emotional or mental support, which results in her feeling ill, alone, unloved, depressed, anxious, overwhelmed, and burdened. The wife recalled an interaction which took place after her first book was published. The husband said to her, Do you know that if you cut off your big toe, National Insurance would pay you double? After accomplishing a major goal of hers, the wife said she was left feeling very unsupported and unloved by his response. The wife further testified that a few weeks after having a double mastectomy, she and the husband got into an argument. She recalled walking away three times and being followed by him. She claims that when she closed the bathroom door, the husband pushed the door forcefully, damaging the knob. She asserts that this was another instance where she was afraid of the respondent and what he might do. She claimed that the husband admitted to having mental health issues but refused to see a therapist, asserting, "That is why I have a wife." The wife indicated that she was afraid that one day he would snap. The wife denied that she ever mentally abused the husband. In response to the husband's answer, in which he lists irregular church attendance on the wife's part as an example of cruel conduct, the wife clarifies that her not attending church regularly does not amount to cruel conduct. In response to the husband's cross petition, the wife states that at no time did she treat the husband cruelly. She states that she may have failed on occasion to clean the home to the husband's liking, but she claims that the husband failed to appreciate she worked a 9-to-5 job, cares for the child of the marriage, and solely assists the child with his schoolwork, prepares meals, tends to the pets, and maintains the physical structure of the home, while the respondent spent his time gambling, playing dominoes, and online gaming. Further, the wife finds that the husband is overly concerned with how people view him. She claimed that she did not refuse marriage counseling, but rather counseling with the selected priest. She stated that in her opinion, a religious priest could not offer her much help with the problem she faced within her marriage. The wife stated that the husband continually showed no regard for her feelings concerning the night of the 18th of April, 2021, when she says she was raped, and says it is absurd that the husband viewed her application for divorce or refusal to join him in a marriage counseling session as cruelty. She added that these claims demonstrate how detached, inconsiderate, and unconcerned for the wife, the husband has been through the marriage. Okay, that's what the wife said in her petition for divorce. She initiated divorce proceedings. Here's what the husband said when he responded to the petition for divorce. The husband alleged that the wife has, since the celebration of the marriage, treated him with cruelty. The husband claimed he respected the wife throughout the marriage. He states that he does not drink, smoke, use drugs, use obscene language in the home or toward the wife, fight, or participate in adulterous behavior. He indicated that throughout the marriage, he has always paid the household bills. He acknowledges shortcomings, but stated that he is still an active member of the church. In his belief, the wife presented herself as a religious person before the marriage, but failed to attend church regularly throughout the marriage, is presently not registered in any church, and has not been so registered for the past 15 years of marriage. He explained that he has always cared for the wife. He notes that the wife has had two major surgeries and that he nursed the wife back to health with love, care, patience, and attention. He recalls supporting her projects financially and always being her go-to person. He indicated that he would often help to clean the home, as he would often return home to a dirty house. Clothes that the husband previously washed were not folded, and the bed would be covered with the wife's work. He claimed that whenever he brought the issue to the wife's attention, her response was, "Things were good until you reach home." He stated in his evidence in chief that as a husband, he has a right to ask for the house to be cleaned. The husband also recalled the time when the wife's wedding ring was on the floor in the front room where the dog was licking it, and the wife did not seem to care. Let me read that again. The husband also recalled the time when the wife's wedding ring was on the floor in the front room where the dog was licking it and the wife did not seem to care. The husband claims that he waited until marriage to engage in sexual activity out of respect for the wife. However, during the marriage, he found that his sexual needs were not being met due to the husband's job obligations. The husband stated that after going out to sea with a bunch of men, he wishes to have sexual intercourse with his wife when he returned because, quote, he is not gay. He claimed that it is his belief, quote, a wife's obligation is to have sex with her husband. The husband said that the wife stopped all sexual obligations on the 18th of April, 2021, but asserted that to this day he remained faithful. He claimed the wife never communicated to him that she felt like a rape victim. The husband contends that this contributed to his feeling mentally abused. As to the wife's statement concerning the argument during which she closed the door in his face, the husband stated that it was disrespectful for the wife to walk away from him while he was talking. Her slamming the door in his face led him to be upset. When told that the wife wanted a divorce, the husband requested to see a priest. The husband stated that he saw the priest on 6 different occasions, but the wife did not attend any of the sessions. The husband alleged that the priest tried to reach out to the wife, but she failed to attend. The husband acknowledged they refused to move out of the matrimonial home only because he found that there was no reasonable explanation provided and that, in his opinion, things between them were not so bad that it had come to this point. On the 8th of July, 2021, the husband noticed that the wife had abandoned the home and left to live somewhere else. The husband stated that he was left ill, alone, and confused, as he has always been there for the wife in critical conditions. Okay? The wife's evidence, the husband's evidence. The judge says the issue to be determined by this court is whether the husband has treated the wife with cruelty or whether the petitioner, the wife, has treated the husband with cruelty. All right? I'm sorry, rather the husband has treated the wife with cruelty. So depend on who treated whom with cruelty. There's a typo in this where both of them says the petitioner, but one means the respondent. The judge outlines the law. The Matrimonial Clauses Act, Chapter 125, Statute Laws of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas by Section 16.1 says, a petition for divorce may be presented to the court either by the husband or the wife on any of the following grounds: that the respondent has since the celebration of marriage committed adultery, or has since the celebration of marriage treated the petitioner with cruelty, or has deserted the petitioner for a continuous period of at least 2 years immediately preceding the presentation of the petition, or has lived separate and apart from the petitioner for a continuous period of at least 5 years immediately preceding the presentation of the petition, or has since the celebration of the marriage been guilty of a homosexual act, sodomy, or has had sexual relations with an animal, provided that a wife may also petition on the ground that her husband has since the celebration been guilty of rape. The judge says, cruelty is defined in Section 2 of the Matrimonial Causes Act as cruelty includes voluntary conduct reprehensible in nature, or which is a departure from the normal standards of conjugal kindness on the part of one party to a marriage, thereby occasioning injury to the health of the other spouse or a reasonable apprehension of it on the part of the other spouse, and being conduct with, after taking due account of all the circumstances of the case, conduct which would be considered to be so grave and weighty in nature that should such other spouse be called upon to endure it would be detrimental to his or her health. The offense of rape is set out in Section 3 of the Sexual Offenses Act, which provides, rape is the act of any person not under 14 years of age having sexual intercourse with another person who is not his spouse without the consent of that other person, without consent which has been extorted by threats or fear of bodily harm, with consent obtained by personating the spouse of that other person, or with consent obtained by false and fraudulent representations as to the nature and quality of the act. The judge underlines who is not his spouse and says, she added that emphasis. Here's the judge's decision. The wife's evidence was heavily weighted on acts of sexual intercourse between the parties that she described as acts of rape by the respondent. I will not recount her evidence, safe to say that she states that as a result of the husband's behavior, she felt like a rape victim. She further alleges that her physical and mental health have been negatively affected. The issue raised by parties of non-consensual and forced intercourse, together with the use of the word rape, the judge says, requires the court to consider the term in the context of the matrimonial laws of the Bahamas. Let me repeat that for you so that you understand that this judge deliberately tried to establish what rape is and what rape is in the context of marriage laws of the Bahamas. She was deliberative in this because the wife said she felt that she had been raped. Let me repeat it. This is her decision. The issue raised by parties of non-consensual and forced intercourse, together with the use of the word rape, requires the court to consider the term in the context of the matrimonial laws of the Bahamas. The court accepts that rape is a most heinous act of cruelty and a malicious violation of a person. However, on a strict reading of the laws of the Bahamas, there is no rape in marriage. Pursuant to Section 3 of the Sexual Offenses Act, the law does not allow for one spouse to rape the other. In this place, we interpret existing laws and apply them. We cannot and must not succumb to the temptation to reform laws. I turn now to the standard that must be met to succeed on the grounds of cruelty. So she is saying that it doesn't even arise. Let me stick a pin in it. We were at part 32. She's saying that you say, you describe these as acts of rape. I cannot say that this is rape. She says just using the word rape requires the court to consider that term in the context of the marriage law. She said, while the court accepts rape as a heinous act of cruelty, there is no rape in marriage according to the laws of the Bahamas. Let's continue. She says, I now turn to the standard which must be met on the grounds of cruelty in Gollins versus Gollins. Denning CR stated, whether cruelty as a matrimonial offense has been established as a question of fact and degree, which should be determined by taking into account the particular individual concerned and the particular circumstances of the case rather than by any objective standard. Accordingly, in case where the two spouses are of normal physical and mental health, and the conduct of the respondent's spouse so considered is so bad that the other should not be called on to endure it, cruelty is established. And then it does not matter what was the respondent's state of mind. For example, it is immaterial whether the respondent's conduct was aimed at the other spouse or due to unwarranted indifference attributable perhaps to selfishness or laziness. According to Maynard, J and P versus P, the ground of cruelty should not be confused with irretrievable breakdown or irreconcilable differences as appear in other jurisdictions. Given the options available in Section 16 of the Matrimonial Causes Act, parties often choose cruelty as a catch-all when the circumstances may not amount to cruelty. While I believe the act is in need of reform, it is the law as it stands. She's quoting another justice. Justice Lewis Johnson says, having heard the evidence and observed the party's demeanor, it is clear that the marriage is over. The Matrimonial Causes Act established fault grounds for a divorce, and so one party must show that the other has wronged them. I am of the view that the standard to be met in cruelty is a high one. It ought not to be trifling acts or the occasional hurt feelings caused by one spouse to the other. The action must be reprehensible in nature and result in some harm to the other spouse, be it mental or physical. Must consider the duration of the acts and if there was condemnation. Whether the offending party intended to be cruel or not will determine if the standard is met. Lastly, the act must also be such that to expect a spouse to live with or under those conditions would readily be seen as unacceptable to right-thinking individuals. And here's what's important also about the judge's decision. All right? She says, I accept the evidence of the wife and do not question the veracity of the same. However, the law is clear. The grounds for divorce are listed in Section 16 of the Matrimonial Causes Act. I am of the view, therefore, that based on the wife's evidence, the husband's actions clearly amount to cruelty and thus satisfy a ground for divorce. The husband is correct that Bahamian law provides for sex in marriage between the parties as a right. There must be consummation. I am, however, of the view that it not be taken by force and is painful to one party. It was clear from his evidence that he lacked concern and did not appreciate how his actions impacted the wife. The court accepts his evidence of meeting the financial needs of the family, of loyalty, fidelity, and commitment. However, given the evidence in its totality, I find that the husband was cruel to the wife. Notwithstanding the husband's belief that his actions were his right in marriage, I find the manner in which he carried out that right, his forcing himself on his wife, his ignoring her feeling of not being a willing participant in intercourse, resulting in mental harm to the wife and a feeling of being violated, meets the standard of cruelty under Section 16(1) of the Matrimonial Causes Act. I therefore find the decree nisi be granted to the wife on the grounds that since the celebration of the marriage, the husband has treated the wife with cruelty. The husband's cross petition be dismissed. The decree is not to be made absolute for 3 months. Ancillary matters are adjourned to chambers. Each party is to bear their own cost. And I order that this file be sealed, dated the 29th day of August, 2022. So you say your husband raped you. Your husband cannot rape you under law. However, to forcibly have sex with your wife without her consent meets the grounds for cruelty in marriage and the grounds for divorce. All right, so now that you've heard it all, I urge you to consider the merits of the case. Get out of your clout chasing and your feelings and your reluctance to go beyond a headline, because Jasper Ward spent a great deal of effort writing this entire story for you to understand, and we can discuss the particulars of this case. The facts are these. The parliament has deemed that rape of one spouse is not possible. It is therefore up to the parliament, not the judge, not the newspaper, to change the law. We can talk about that. I'd be happy to, but I'm not going to talk about what you don't understand. Can't have no conversation, not with me, based on that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomato and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio 99 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM. So I read the entire judgment for you from Denise Lewis Johnson. Hopefully things such as nuance and detail and context kick in for you. And as a result, I pray hope springs eternal from the human breast. She tells the wife, look, what you describe is heinous and cruel. You're saying it's rape. It can't be rape. The husband is saying, I cannot have raped her because I have a right to sex under the law. And the judge agrees. Okay? Judge says, I'm just interpreting the law. All right? The energy you have for whatever else is going on about the judge or the media or whatever like that, focus your energy on why this sort of conduct is not criminal in marriage. Why women don't have protection from this in marriage. So she filed for divorce in June 2021. So between then and now, they were still legally married. All right, she moved out of the home, but it hasn't been 2 years. I would need someone to explain to me whether he still has conjugal rights. He's out of the home. And they're still legally married, even if she filed for divorce. I need somebody to explain that to me. All right. I'll read a couple of things for you. It says, the Prime Minister's statement that marital rape is not a priority is nothing except a refusal to address a controversial issue, which is simple and easy to address. A simple tweak of the law. It would not derail any other plans of theirs. He just wants to play it safe and avoid addressing prickly issues. It's cowardly. Well, here's what I'll say. I don't know why we have to have this big swirling debate and meetings and stuff with the Christian Council and everybody to deal with this, right? So he talked about his religious zeal, and he thought she was a religious person, yada, yada, yada. I don't see anyone in the law talking about religion, God, to do with marriage and sexual offenses. Let me see what we have. I'm going to read this. I'm going to just say that it's patently stupid, but I'm going to read it so you know how people think out here. Only one reason you push in marital rape is because of white people in the UN and US told you to do so because you're seeking validation. So what evidence is there that sex was cruel for the wife? According to the law, it was the wife who was cruel for withholding sex. And for someone who doesn't know who the Governor General is, you're pretty condescending. I do know who the Governor General is. That's the first thing. I don't know where you got that from. That's stupid of you to say. Second thing is, you're wrong. The judge found that the sex was cruel, and you're wrong. That's cruelty for withholding sex. So here's why you're a dummy, and here's why I'm condescending. Because if you had a brain, I wouldn't condescend so deeply to you. So white people are, because I'm saying this. So explain to me why the people of Angola, the black people, why they didn't listen to the white people. Why marital rape is criminalized in a vastly predominantly black country. Explain to me why Barbados didn't listen to the white people. Genius, right? While I'm being condescending, explain to me why Barbados, whose government is almost exclusively black, didn't listen to the white people in the UN and US. All right? Explain to me why all these black countries, all right, Brazil, which has over 50% black people, explain to me why all these people decided upon themselves that they were going to criminalize spousal rape. I'm looking at the list for you. Cambodia, Chad, Central African Republic, all right? Where else? Costa Rica, these are black countries. Cuba, communist country. The U.S. told them what to do. Dominican Republic, criminalized. All right? There are many countries marital rape, and there are many countries who have not. Me believing, because of my mores, that marital rape should be a crime is not because of white people. And it's really dumb for you to say that. But I wanted to read your dumbness so that people understand that there are people who are unable to think clearly, such as yourself, who are actually out there. All right? I'm intentionally being condescending. I want you to feel bad about yourself. I want you to do better. I want you to go and learn from all the information that's been presented to you before you speak, because you're embarrassing yourself. I don't know your number. I don't know who you are. You're an embarrassment. Good day, Juan. All I can say is when a man crosses the line, which is different for each woman, no money, counseling, begging, words, or action will change our minds. We are done. Second, love. This says, love the judge's ruling. Cannot rape in marriage, but forcing yourself on me as your wife is cruelty. As a woman, I can live with that, because after all, rape is forcing yourself sexually on another person. Just tuned in, Avadawan. All I can say is she belongs to the streets. She belongs to the streets? Why? Husband is a simp, and hopefully he learns from this. Marriage is not a viable option for any man anymore for many reasons. Oh, you just don't believe in marriage. Okay. Guys need to catch up and stop doing fool. It says, this husband seems like a mental case. He seems to be a simpleton. It says, my husband beat me while I was pregnant cheated, spit on me, choked me out many times. I was the breadwinner, so he finally left my home after I caught him cheating multiple times, and he gave me STDs on the regular. Jesus wept. He and I have three kids that he didn't take care of and laughed at me when I said, you can't say you're raped by your husband. Since most of my classmates in the late 90s sucked at reading and listening comprehension, it shows a quote is a quote. I see no issue with the headline. Says Juan, that was rape. I don't care if they are or were married. We've got to change these stupid laws on our books. Says since they call it rape, I like when my wife rapes me from time to time. Just come home some days and take things. We sign that agreement. It's yours. Okay. I assume you're being facetious. Great show as usual, Juan. I hope these women in Nassau see why most of us cheat or go Cuba or both. And I bet his situation is not an isolated situation. Juan, thank you for reading the judgment. I want to know, though, given that the Bible says that a wife must submit to her husband and vice versa, do you believe that a husband can rape his wife? Keep in mind that we're a Christian nation, Juan. I do believe that a husband can rape his wife, yes. I do. This is also, if we are changing laws to criminalize rape, we change laws for fake accusations. Yeah, I gotcha. It says, yikes. What evidence is there that sex is cruel to the wife? There are some really backward-thinking men out there. Girls, women, please make sure you date or marry a man who can think and reason rationally. Get a personality test done when he asks you on the first date. Don't waste your time, and for God's sake, don't allow the "but I love him" an opportunity to kick in. It says, Juan, rape is rape. It doesn't need a special category. I'm fat. I want special laws so slim people can't tease me. Yeah. Real issues time. I want you to follow the white people with this. I don't get it. I don't sit here and be thinking about white people like this. Anyway, let me read your comment. Maybe you're being, it says real issues time. I want you to follow white people with this. Brandon then must implement a universal basic salary, just like California, who are now paying some citizens $1,000 a month. Brave and the PLP must do this. I don't believe in universal basic income at all. It says, I believe in marriage. It just isn't viable for men anymore. There's no benefits that outweigh the detriments. All right, we got to go to the news. We'll be back. The white people, they'll be listening, so be on your P's and Q's.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Do something else, boy.
Who this is? Tamika?
You ain't even remember my name?
Wildred. Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID. To anyone interested in managing their personal finances, Sunshine Finance is offering interest-free and payment-free loans. You will be charged 0% interest until January 2023. You can keep all of this up to and including December. This interest-free, payment-free offer is limited to loans booked with Sunshine Finance in August only. If any of this can assist you, contact us at apply@sunshinefinanceltd.com. Sunshine Finance, we're your leader in private lending.
Good afternoon, Bombers. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're talking about the judge's ruling with regard to the woman who claims she was raped within her marriage. The husband said that's not possible. Law doesn't allow for that. The judge said that is not possible. You cannot rape your spouse. However, the manner in which you had sex with her was cruel, and she was granted a divorce. All right, that's the nutshell. Some people think the white don't know what's happening. I try to just, we get derailed and we try to get back on the tracks. It's not easy. I have a very low tolerance to suffer fools. It is a failing of mine, a weakness of mine. People who say stupid things do not think through statements, who speak before they are informed. I find it incredibly difficult to tolerate them. Perhaps this is not the business to be in, if that is the case. Maybe I'm becoming more of a curmudgeon, or I'm just less able to mask my complete annoyance at people who jump in when they don't know what they're talking about, or who say vile, ridiculous things without any sort of information. But that's where we're at. If you do have some work for me that I could engage in, I would be happy to ghostwrite your children's college entrance essays. I tutor, okay? I'm expert in the English language. I can do that. I can greeting cards. I can compose those very well. I dabble in time. Let me know if you have suitable work for me, and that I can engage in. Okay, we got a call. Sure, let's do that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm on my I'm on my iPod. You know, and I think when you get married, you obviously you desire to want your wife, and your wife desire to want you. So that's where it comes into play, right? It was very evident, and if people would read the entire ruling, it was very evident. Based on cruelty, and in which that husband had sex with his wife. That was the only thing I got from that one, was that you're not being called a rapist, it's because the law protects you from being rapist.
Right.
That's what I got.
I come home, I ask you respects, you say no, so I break out the lube, go to town, whether you're into it, I don't get it. I don't get how anyone...
You know... If
thinks that makes sense.
The judge basically let them know, in any other circumstances, you're a rapist. You're a rapist. Based on what I got. Now, yes, the law says you cannot rape your wife. And we get that. But what I'm blaming people, we must understand that, yes, the politics in our country and the politicians, and the prime minister admitted that probably this isn't priority. That doesn't mean that they're not looking at it or it wouldn't come up. But right now, that's not on top of the agenda. So if it's on top of agenda for the Bahamian public, you have a case for it. Because obviously it's something that needs to be addressed based on that ruling. That's not half the cases that we even know that exist.
This is just one that came to light. Why I think it's important to highlight it.
And women are dealing with this particular issue in this country every day, man. And imagine the people that are not going for it and naming this in the divorce. The question I have one, and I think I seek counsel on this particular question. If a female files for divorce, put in for divorce, but she is, you know, obviously you got to go through the process, can that particular husband still have foresex with that woman?
I'm not certain.
And that's what needs to be answered, because you could wait right enough the money to afford to get divorced. You get separated, move out, but he can come and have sex with you. But by law, he's still protected.
Yeah, I'm not clear on the law. If you leave the home or if you initiate a divorce proceeding, I'm not clear. So I'll admit I'm not clear. Yeah.
And that's the question that has to be answered, man. You know, I think more males who are in an agreement with this particular thing, we live in a time now where we have laws that protect the most vulnerable in our society and communities. That's what the law does. And this, for children, for females, and this is one of the particular laws that has to change. Where do we go to the Bible? It has to change. What? This is not fair.
Yeah. You know what I find really strange about it too is that the Matrimonial Causes Act doesn't allow you to petition for a divorce based on your husband raping you. But if your husband is found guilty of raping someone else since you've been married, you can then petition for divorce.
No, who writes these laws, man?
Well, the parliament. The parliament that wrote all these laws. Not the existing one, but yeah.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, it's a constant. There are laws on these books. We're in 2022 that really keep up with the pace of time and transition into the world we live in now. It has to change, man.
Yeah, I agree. It's bizarre stuff. We gotta fix it. Now, if you're saying, hey, this rape thing, as it's in the penal code, sexual offenses, it carries life in prison, Papa, up to life in prison. I don't want all that. And they're extenuating circumstances because we have this existing relationship, right? We weren't casual acquaintances. We weren't strangers. We've been living together. We've been having sex for years.
Yeah,
had a child together. At some point, though, the woman should be able to say, I no longer want to have sex with you. I refuse to have sex with you. And she should have some protection.
Exactly.
At some point. You don't have to be, you go to prison for life and it's like you're treated like a complete stranger that you just abducted her in the bushes or whatever like that. But there has to be some consideration that, look, this sort of behavior should allow me to exit and protect me.
You know what you know, and I saw you making reference that, you know, you got to deal with these phone calls we get, you know, you kind of be in these conversations, but, you know, we talk about it's the duty and the husband, you know, being in marriage and it's the duty of the husband and all that. Listen, yeah, man, things in this country, we evolve and we run to the Bible for everything. When, you know, everything we run to the Bible. So everything we run, hey, this the Bible says this and that, you know. But I come home to my wife every day. I desire to have my wife. You know, she desired to have me. And when that woman don't desire me anymore, I will not force myself upon her.
Right.
I will not do that.
Right. If you don't want me, just let me push out.
Let me push out. That's it.
Right. I'll push out, go do what I got to do. That's it. But I ain't trying to hold you down. You're obligated to do this for me. Yeah, I don't agree with that. Yeah.
No. Okay, fine.
All right. Thanks, my brother. All right. Appreciate it. Listen, I got married in a church. The thought never entered my mind to not get married in a church. I want to be married in a church. All right. I want our union to be observed by God and blessed by God. And I went to marriage counseling with a priest. Okay. At no point in time did the priest go, let's talk about how frequently you guys should have sex, or let's talk about when you can, your husband can ask for sex or not ask for sex. I'd have been like, hold up, Father, that ain't none of your business. Okay? I don't know where y'all come from. The church now tells y'all how to have sex in your marriage? Are you out of your mind? Since when? Let me ask you. This says, are we another call? Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how's it going?
Fine, thank you.
Great.
Listen, I am afraid of what I'm hearing concerning this marital rape situation, because at the end of the day, I feel like any man, any good common sense thinking man that seems to think there's nothing, that a man can't rape his wife, somehow I feel like they are the men. Some of them are out there doing this. I'm feeling there's nothing wrong because there is no law against it. And you still be surprised as how much women out there that refuses to report it because they're going to go to court and file for divorce under this ground and come out of the divorce and looking stupid. And then their whole situation is going to be publicized. Going to talk about it, and they will be walking with their head hanging shame. You know, this is ridiculous. Rape is rape. The Bible says you should submit to your husband. It never said anything but forcefully taking anything. Love your wife as Christ loved the church. These are the things that are written about marriage. So any man who feels that he cannot rape his wife, I feel like he's one of them who has done it or who is doing it, and that's why they're hiding under the fact that there's no law against it. I'm sorry, that's just the way I feel about it.
I hear you. Thanks for calling. I'm not going to put that on every man because I don't know the situation. And I know some very good men who believe that, you know, it's the concept of rape doesn't enter into marriage. There's, of course, cruelty and forcible sex and everything like that. And I think the word rape is probably the threshold at which they go, and then that's too far, right? But that's a different thing than saying my wife has to have sex with me whenever I ask for it, or she's not fulfilling her marital obligation, okay? You gotta, there's give and take in marriage. And if you're entering into it with that idea, then it likely will not last as this union did. They lasted long, 15 years. All right, it's give and take. Like what's the natural extension of this? So if your wife does not enjoy a particular sexual act, is she obligated to perform it for you, whether she wants to or not? I'm not certain I understand where this goes. So that's just me, all right? Now, the problem I have with the Matrimonial Causes Act, even though there's a problem with the Sexual Offenses Act, is why I gotta prove you committed adultery, or prove you treated me cruelly, or prove you guilty of a homosexual act or sex with an animal. Why I just can't be like, I don't want to be married no more. Can I do that? Can't you just be like, I got married, it's a mistake. I didn't intend to get married to this person. I wasn't ready for marriage either, in and of itself or with this person, and I don't want to be married anymore. I don't understand why there are these impediments to it. I understand that it should go through a court because a marriage is a legally binding institution. But I don't understand why the threshold is often so high. It says, until a decree absolute is granted by a court, the parties are still married and cannot remarry. Just filing for divorce means nothing. So bottom line, though, if she says no, it's no. Whether it's technically and legally rape or not, it's wrong to forcefully take sex from a woman. That's from an attorney friend of mine. Another attorney says, look how you're making me drink today. Thanks for reading it. The judge is unfortunately right, and it's deplorable. Yeah, so, you know, don't confuse yourself, right? Listen, it's not the guardian, it's not the judge. It is that this is a situation that is extremely fraught with challenge. This is a marriage that is, if you have to, listen to me, if you do not know that something is wrong, if you have to go home, say to your wife, I want to have sex today, I just came out the boat with the fellas. I don't know what all you did, playa. Some flowers might help. I don't know. Some chocolates. But you say to your wife, I want to have sex. I just come off the boat and I'm not gay. So, you know. Right? And the guy goes, anyway, you know, I asked, I'm going to go grab the lubricant and just do what I got to do. Like you, that sounds like a marriage to you. Like where there's such a fundamental breakdown of the most intimate act you can do with your spouse, that there's this barrier that says we cannot even agree that we want to have sex. There's a problem in your marriage. All right. Now he said he wanted to go to counseling. She didn't want to go to counseling. Sounded like she was just out, really. And they just couldn't figure out how to end it. But I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine. All right, let's go to the text line. Yeah. Sex from you if you don't give her a birthday or a Valentine's gift. How many times you had an argument and the woman say you sleeping on the couch? Yeah, I mean, that's part of marriage too. You and your wife ain't gonna, every day ain't gonna be your best day. You know? Well, regardless of how my wife feels emotionally, right? I came at home and screamed at her and like threw the glass at the wall. Okay, now I want to have some sex. You're obligated. Come on, man. You don't be daft. You know better than that. You know, 9 times out of 10, if you make a woman feel loved, if you make a woman feel secure, women are more emotionally tied to sex than men. There are exceptions, yes, but it's the truth, by and large. You make a woman feel loved, you make her feel appreciated, you make her feel attractive, you make her feel sexy, you get her in a sexy mood. You know what your woman likes, what you've been doing all this time, except figuring out what your woman like. What you've been doing while you're with her. I'm confused. You ain't been trying to understand what she like and don't like. I'm happy straight through, but you know, you could get some insight knowing her long enough as to, hey man, you know what? Let me send her to the spa. You know what I'm saying? Let me I want it right now. Let me let her feel good. Let me, you know, I can bring in a housekeeper for a day. Let me clean this house up so she don't feel like she all burdened, everything like that. You know what I mean? Let me ask my mom if she could like pick up the kid and you know what I mean? We could just have like a nice little, we could go somewhere nice to dinner or whatever like that. And you try to bring your marriage back together. Every day is not your best day. All right. But what marriage is about is trying every day to make it better, to make it stronger. Right. And really once you start peeling back the love from that, you really just have a contractual agreement with somebody you're living with. The marriage ain't there. It's just on paper. Maybe that's what y'all want, right? You just want someone there who you can have sex with. I don't get it. Like, if I just wanted that, I'd just go have, like, this ain't the 18th century, right? Or the 1920, I'm going to get my shotgun if you don't marry her. It ain't like that no more. You can do whatever you want. Like, marriage is something that you go into with open eyes nowadays. Says until you get a legal separation, he can still have sex with you / rape. It says, I remember my dad told me his wife told him her pastor said she should not have sex with him for a month, for real. That's when the preacher starts telling us when to have sex is when I'm going to go get the divorce lawyer. Right? When I got to go to the preacher to explain to me when we should have sex. It's time for me to get a divorce. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, Luan. How you doing, buddy?
Great.
Yeah. If those two headlines
across the paper this morning are accurate of what's going down. You know, we have a very serious problem. Now, I think we don't understand this dynamic between husband and wife. The husband is supposed to love his wife, and the wife is supposed to respect her husband. Any man who takes his privileges in a way that's being described in this situation, he does not respect his wife. You know, and we gotta get down to this thing, you know. We can't be around here bargaining for sex. You know, if a woman don't want to, something wrong with you, buddy. You know, and you know, I hope to hear an outcry from the rest of the women in this country in the days ahead.
Yeah,
anyway, have a good day, buddy.
Yeah, you too. Have a good day. Y'all have something going on that I don't understand. I'll be real with you. All right. I'll be real with you. Maybe I'm lucky. Maybe like me and my wife get along and I'm just lucky in that. You got a call? Sure. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Mr. McCartney. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Listen, I heard one of your callers was asking a reference to the rape situation with made headline. He's asking if there's any law, say if somebody applies for divorce and it's taken a long time, if there's an offense in terms of the husband forcing himself on the wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, under the Sexual Offense Act, it is an offense. It's just that as long as she files something, that she has something pending, like a legal separation or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
It's an offense under the Sexual Offense Act.
Okay.
Called sexual offense on a spouse.
Okay. I'll try to find that. So once you initiate proceedings to dissolve the marriage or separate, then the husband doesn't have that right.
Anything that's before the court, once it's referenced to separation or divorce and he forces himself, it's an offense. He can be arrested for that.
Got
so that's
you.
Why I don't see why they need to bring this this marital rape thing, if we just refer to the Sexual Offense Act, if the woman is being abused, which according to the article she was sexually, and which the judge said is cruel, it was cruel, then I think we can resort to going right to the Sexual Offense Act and then deal with that, opposed to trying to bring this marital rape. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm.
You know what I think it is too, and I'm willing to compromise on this personally. I think it's the word rape.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the bridge too far for a lot of people. And you know what? That's to me, I live in the real world, right? If the word rape is the problem, we don't got to use that word.
Agreed.
But we should establish that you can't just force your wife to have sex, to me.
Agreed.
In a marmarriage. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm
okay,
there. Thank
well,
you.
Thank
yeah,
you.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you don't have to say it's marital rape. All right. I'm flexible. This just like, but I can take what I want thing, that's too much, I think, for a lot of women. This says, yeah. See, so since the celebration of marriage, treated the petitioner with cruelty. But you know, I don't know. I like to get into the psyche of these people. Like, I don't know. I don't know how something gets that far broken down and you think that makes sense. He said he wanted to go to the priest, though, but maybe she felt like he was, I don't know, maybe she felt like he was too religious, too subject to religious indoctrination, and she wouldn't understand where he was coming from. Buddy, the priest, buddy, listen to me. When the preacher starts telling me when and who, how, and when, I don't need your help with that. Thanks so much. I don't need any help with that. We can talk about our devotions and all that. We can talk about all that. It says, I think, too, it's the penalty associated with a rape. The husband doesn't get a criminal charge from the cruelty he showed her. So for me, that's an issue. Yeah. Yeah, maybe the criminal charge is what's separating is the line here. But you have to be able to protect a woman within a marriage. You never know what she into. We had a call. Sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Good afternoon. Are you hearing me?
Hey, I'm here. Right here.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. Pleasant day. I like to support and uphold the ruling because based on the evidence, because every matter in the court is based on the evidence that is given, and the man in the case seemingly seemed that he had the right, and his right was the right. His right and his understanding was the right, irrespective of how cruel it was. Okay? So.
Yeah. I think, not to stop you, right, but I think an important takeaway from this, because the rape issue is the paramount issue, but I think an important takeaway from this is that the judge, as far as I know, and it may have been established before, this judge has established that forcing your wife to have sex constitutes cruelty in marriage and is grounds for divorce.
Yeah. One of
so
callers,
I think that's important.
Yeah, one of your callers just made a mention that under no circumstances should a man or anyone force and demand, you know. I don't know how well a woman can force a man, but that's a different situation. But I, under no circumstances should a husband force himself on. Now, with that case that or the situation that the person just mentioned, that there's a protection that once the filing is there. Now, does the woman has the right to go out and have an affair when the proceeding has been filed?
Well, you make a good that's a good question. Would that be considered adultery? Yeah.
And all of it has to do with evidence presented, and you have to be able to prove and present it to the court. If it's not presented to the court, then the court could only operate on what was presented.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. I agree. Thank you. I appreciate it. It is a touchy issue, you know what I mean? Because it's very, and I understand to an extent where the church wants to get involved, but it's beyond that, right? It's that marriage is such a personal, intimate institution, all right? And God in heaven knows. I didn't understand how intricately, seriously, I did not. Even though I grew up in a home with my parents were married, I did not understand how intricately your lives become intertwined. I don't know how it works in you guys' marriage, right? So you can no longer live your life without the consideration of this other person on a daily basis, an hourly basis almost. That's how intertwined all your decisions are, all your life is. That's how everything, right? If you judge, you have children, right? And so if anyone's commenting on my marriage from the outside, government, preacher, whomever, my gut reaction is, mind your business, man. Right? Don't worry about what me and her doing because you don't be here. But at the same time, a woman and a man are abused. All right? So there are certain things you go, this is our business, right? And there are other things you go, okay, she should have an avenue to say I'm being abused. He should have an avenue to say I'm being abused. Because guess what? It ain't only men around here who do foul things in marriage. Lots of women do it. Right? This adultery thing, women do that all the time. Don't act like it's just the men. Some of y'all like other people, man. But anyway, let's go to the text lines. This says, we need no-fault divorces in the Bahamas. I have witnessed couples in court lying on each other to obtain a divorce because of the law. Yeah, I agree. No-fault divorce. I just don't want to be married. This says, Juan, if one can rape their wife, then a wife can rob her husband financially. Yeah, possibly. Says, it's a shame superhero senator could not get his fellow politicians and lawyers to change and update these laws, you know. Like the only thing we actually pay them for. Another example of I just lost it. Let me see. All right, sorry, I don't know what I lost that. There's a lot of text. Oh, here we go. It's a shame superb senator could not get his fellow politicians and lawyers to change and update these laws. You know, like the only thing we actually pay them for. Another example of outdated laws and the sheep attack the messenger instead of holding lawmakers accountable. Long live the banana republic, bikini bottom. Says anything that benefits black people, you're against. But it's so interesting that you all liberal whipped men who believe in equality, the rest of this nonsense, allow your wife to take your last, which is one of the most unequal and submissive acts ever. You could tell, like, who don't get no woman, you know. Like, you could tell when they text, like, who ain't never been around women, or women don't fool with them like that. You can tell. It says, they project an energy, even through a computer screen. It says, wait, so the husband denies raping her and wants a divorce also because of neglect. How did she decide that the husband was wrong? What evidence is there for the decision to be made in any he say, she say situation? She said that the manner in which the husband had sex with his wife, forcing himself on her, was cruel. All right. She heard the evidence and made a determination. It's a divorce proceeding, not a criminal proceeding. Says, haven't you heard Dwight's moving on to be a bus driver? We're going to have a mobile talk show. The guest could be any passenger. Maybe you could collect the bus fare. It's revolution. If God never forced his love on us, why should a man force himself on a woman in the name of love? Rape it sexual, forceful, not to marriage. And listen, I'm willing, you know, as much as the white people are controlling me, I'm willing to go. We don't have to call it rape. All right, let's take rape off the table. All right, let's take rape off the table. But you're honestly going to tell me we're going to take assault off the table? We're going to take consent off the table? We won't change the law to that? That's true. So a woman marries a man marries a woman. They have no agency over their own body. Great show on a lot of these men that support the current laws and not want their daughters to be in a marriage with that situation with their husband. So that's why I will stay single and buy as I go. It's cheaper. You're going to spend anyway, bro. Date, girlfriend, wife. It's gonna cost you. Wrap your mind around it. It says, so when your spouse does not desire you anymore, can a divorce occur? This is important. I agree. One, if a spouse continues and refuses to have sex with their spouse, is that considered cruelty and is that grounds for divorce? The judge did not find that the wife's withdrawing, not fulfilling her husband's sexual needs was cruelty. She dismissed his case. That was the case he made. She wasn't feeling my sexual needs. She was withholding sex. Therefore, she was cruel to me, and the judge dismissed his part of it. If some women know that they have a low sex drive or some medical problems, they shouldn't get married, and vice versa. Well, and if you're not a rapist, I see no reason why you would have an issue with marital rape law. Does this law include sodomy? That's the reason I divorced my husband. That's a lot of information for us all to process, but yeah, sodomy's grounds for divorce. The Bible also says don't shave your beard. Why are people picking and choosing what to follow? Because that man was sick and he was cruel to his wife. How a real grown man supposed to lubricate himself to have sex? No satisfaction on both ends. The woman isn't happy and all he's doing is getting a half release. Good question. What if I don't want to be married anymore, now realizing that I made a mistake and I get a divorce on those grounds? One, our courts do not recognize irreconcilable differences. I feel they should. There are many married folks that have no intimate relationship anymore with each other, but are forced to stay in a marriage that neither of them wants. That has to be considered in law, in my opinion. One, so if your wife rejects your sexual advances for 2 months and you've been trying to treat her well and she still rejects, what you suggest a man do? I mean, come on, man. You have options, always. Where you been, Juan? Some of these pastors be telling the men who to marry in the church and not suggesting actually they get married to this by such and such date. Wow. It's a misinterpretation of the Bible and handing over all your thinking skills to the bishop, messing up a lot of people. We're going to take a break. I couldn't imagine a world in which I go and discuss my sex life with my preacher. I couldn't begin to fathom it. I just couldn't. Maybe some of y'all have that relationship with your pastor, and then I not only would I not do it, I would be highly upset if my wife did it. I'm a very private person. I don't go talking to people about my sex life. All right? That's nobody's business but ours. Anyway, we got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance, and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
At Wendy's, our food is made to make you crave. Crave our pretzel BLT burger or Chipotle crunch for only $5 each. Our Chipotle crunch chips in crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Or bite into our pretzel BLT with fresh beef, cheddar cheese sauce, applewood smoked bacon, and smoky honey mustard sauce on a pretzel bun. Restrictions apply. Eat and earn reward members. Remember to scan or swipe to earn points. Wendy's, different inside and out.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot decaf cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online. Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them on 242-356-0249.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website.com or visit any of our branches.
For 25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options. Thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Paul McCartney. So good to have you with us. Well, one of my friends messaged me and said that he thinks a big problem with the whole issue is that men aren't taken seriously when they say that they've been victimized. And I think that a lot of men are jaded in that regard, you know, in that they believe that this is an issue that is only taken seriously when it's raised by women, right? So a lot of times men may not be in the mood and the woman knows, let's make it happen anyway and X, Y, Z, or some women are into some other crazy stuff. And that happens and the man's like, well, I can't go complain. I can't say, they're going to laugh at me if I say this to anybody. I can't tell my boys. I can't tell my dad. I can't tell the police. They're going to run me out of the station. And so some men are jaded by that. And I think you do have to meet people halfway and be like, we take this issue seriously for men as well. All right. This says, it's always about the man and what he needs to do. That's too much work. If she's going to withhold sex until I do all type of extra things on top of my burdens, holding the family down, that she ain't doing, then that's too much and I'm out. That relationship ain't worth it. And so marriage just ain't go ever happen. I mean, look, brother, I'm with you, right? Like, we gonna both have to reach a level of understanding. Like, no, it ain't all diamonds and, you know what I'm saying, Cartier and all this. It's just, I'm in this with you, right? I love you, you love me, and let's straighten it out. Let's get a straightening. Please note that women and men should seek to agree to work on their communication. They must seek God's guidance. They must be respectful and not abuse, disrespect each other. Many women come from no home, confused, mix-up families with no love in those homes. Many of these men and women are broken people. Many people get married to leave home or to impress friends and family. Many women and men are not whole people. Yeah. So I don't understand this country sometimes, bro. A husband can be arrested for hitting his wife, but by law, it's okay to rape her. It says, you are a lucky one. The one thing that comes across clearly over the radio is the amount of time you spend at home. That's very telling. Don't mind them people telling you you're square. They wish they had a wife they like to spend that much time with. But I'm going to say, and I'm not trying to like be like, look at me, I'm the ideal person. I'll say that I enjoy spending time with my wife. And kids. The kids just run out, but I still love them. It's been a long summer. It's time for them to go back to school. You know what I mean? You got to miss them. Sometimes with your husband and wife too, you know? You got to go, hey, I ain't seen you all day. Where you been? Other than you still here? It says the priest will only stick with crazy biblical principles. It made no sense going to them. I mean, the priest could help you now. Many things I went to priest for help with, and I found help and comfort. I've not ever in my entire life discussed sex with anyone. Please also note we have too many undeveloped men and women getting involved in adult activities and are emotionally broken. This is passive in our broken society. This is a result of poor family values and godly standards. Well, how most of the rest of this world figure this marital rape thing out, and we still haven't. We always act like we are more special than complex. Juan, I'm like you, one of the lucky ones. I don't have this problem in my marriage. It says, but that's her claim against his denial of the claim. That's not evidence. You are right that women out here are cheating daily on their husbands. And I don't get that either. Because to me, you don't have to cheat at all. Right? Just explain to me the situation. I'll be on my way. That's just me. I'm uncomplicated to that effect. Laws are needed for when people mess up. Juan, just suppose the man said to his wife that I feel like having sex. Juan, you know that could cause a problem in your marriage. You mean suppose the man said to his wife that he doesn't feel like having sex? Yeah, that happens, right? Sometimes you're tired or like not in the mood or you got other stuff on your brain, you know? It's like Simeon Hall said, it's like Simeon Hall Jr., right? It's hard to eat when you're angry, right? Anyway, I don't expect any sort of resolution on this by discussing it in public, but what I do hope happens is that if this is truly a priority, if this is truly something that lawmakers think makes sense to put more protections in the law, then we should do that. We should look at a way to do that that people can live with. And that means not using the word rape, and you may think that's cowardly, but I understand compromise. We don't have to use the word rape. And this ruling has so far set a precedent, as far as I'm aware, that forcing your wife to have sex is grounds for divorce. That's one of the things I take away from it. And forcing yourself on your wife meets the standard for cruelty in a marriage, and your wife can divorce you over that. So that's something. And maybe they should look at expanding the definition of cruelty without leaving that solely up to the judge to determine if it goes in that category, despite there being precedent where they say this is what cruelty is, this is what cruelty isn't. All right. So the solution to all this, at the end of the day, is communicate. Right? Yes, marriage is about sex, but marriage is also about companionship. Marriage is about building a family together. Marriage is about having someone to go through the world with who values your life just as much as their own. Marriage is about, where possible, having children, raising a family, so that your line can live on. There's a lot going on with it. And the sex part is often a breaking point, but it's something that you got to try to communicate through. And if you can't, usually communication and time will help if there's a problem. But I don't know that you're just going to get on top of your wife and grab the lubricant and go to town and think that you're going to return to some level of intimacy that you previously enjoyed. I don't know that that's reasonable. I think you're at the beginning of the end at that point. And if you're saying, well, women should submit, you don't have, and here's what I'll say, right? And so the white people didn't pay me to say this, all right? So here's what I'll say. My understanding was not the woman submits because you force her to submit, or you tie her down, or you hold something over her head. 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10. I don't know everyone. 8 out of 10. You treat a woman properly, she will follow your lead. You show a woman that you have purpose and direction, and you're about your business and doing something, and you're a man that she respects, she will follow you willingly. Now, if you married one of these women where day one be the one you following, I don't understand that type of relationship. And that ain't really me, but as far as a woman submitting to you, she will do that if you're the man that she wants you to be, I have found. All right? You ain't going to be all she wants you to be. She can't be Idris Elba. Oh, what does that have to do with name? Aquaman. You can't be Aquaman, but you could be a man who stimulates her emotionally, sexually, etc. A man she respects, okay? And wants to be the leader in her family. I'm old school. I think men should lead the family. That's my opinion. But I do not think men should take advantage of their wives. All right? We got to get out of here. I don't know that we've solved anything, but we've talked about it, and there's always that. You guys take care out there. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing, and have a great day, Bahamas.